Well, it is broken in the spring right now. They're breaking cotton land, getting it ready for the... Some farmers disc it, and others don't. They just go in with turning plows and fix the soil. We never did have a disc. My father just broke his land with a turning plow. Of course, he wasn't a big farmer. He didn't do too much farming.
What's a disc?
A disc? Mm-hmm. It's a steel thing with steel wheels, you know, little discs on little, and they're sharp. Mm-hmm. You hook it onto a tractor or by horses or any way you can pull it, cut your land with it.
Do you ever hear another name for that?
I don't know, disc.
What about a spring tooth?
Well, there's a spring tooth harrow, but that's not a disc.
What does a spring tooth harrow look like?
It has little long teeth on it, all across.
Uh-huh.
And you rake with that. That's for a rake.
Any other kinds of plows or harrows that people used to use?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had sweeps, Georgia stocks.
What was that?
A little bit of plow with some kind of a foot on it that you can fasten different plows onto. Boy, that brings back memories of all these questions, things that I'd forgot about.
What sort of work would you do with the cotton once you had it planted?
Well, we'd chop it, call it cotton chopping, go in there with a hose and chop it out a hose width, you know, and leave two or three stalks to the hill. And Daddy would come along and plow it for a sweep.
What kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton?
Oh boy, that was a problem. We had crabgrass and cuckleberries. I'll go around this way. That happens often. Sometimes I get come in here at night and answer the phone and he'd be wrong number. Sometimes a nigger boy or girl.
Do they always ask for the same person?
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if I answered your last question or not.
Well, you're just telling about the different kinds of grass.
Oh, well, it's crabgrass. It gives us more trouble than anything else. That was the biggest problem we had, crabgrass and cuckleberries.
Say if you had a lot of corn planted. If you were out working, and if someone asked where you were, they might say, well, she's out working in the
cornfield.
What would you call an area smaller than a field?
Patch, I guess.
How big would a patch be? Any certain size?
Any size. Just a small area.
What all would you grow in a patch?
Well, we could grow a patch of potatoes or a patch of peas. Just like anything we grew on the farm.
What different kinds of fences did people used to have?
Rail fences, mostly. Split rails and build a rail fence.
Do you remember people building those?
Oh, yeah.
How would you go about building one?
Well, they cut the trees and saw it up in lengths they wanted, and